A team of international scientists say an ice core taken from almost 3 kilometres down has given them an extraordinary vision of what the planet could look like as it heats up. The ice core dates from the last warming period around 120,000 years ago, and it identifies temperatures about 4 degrees higher than now. Surprisingly, it revealed that the Greenland ice sheet was more resilient than previously thought. By understanding this naturally warming event, scientists say they can get a better idea of where the planet is heading in the face of increasing greenhouse gases. Here's environment reporter Sarah Clark.
The ice coring venture in North Greenland is a science experiment of epic proportions. 14 countries are taking part in the expedition. The first challenge was to find a suitable site to extract ice from the last warming period, around 120,000 years ago. Dr. Muro Rubino is from the CSIRO and a member of the team.
The idea was to have an ice core that could go back 130,000 years ago. So back enough to cover a period which is called the Eemian, which is the last interglacial, so last warm period before the current one.
By analysing ice from this naturally warming period, the team led by the University of Copenhagen hoped to get an insight into how hot it was and how the planet coped. Drilling through almost 3,000 metres of ice layers, they were able to reconstruct the Greenland ice sheet. They measured temperatures, greenhouse gas concentrations, using air samples trapped in the ice, and took a closer look at how sea levels rose when the planet was warming.
So the last interglacial, 130,000 years ago, was 8 degrees warmer than today. 8 degrees warmer is, you know, big difference, and it's actually bigger than it was previously thought to be. And also other interesting features like sea level rise 4 to 8 meters higher than today. So a number of conditions, environmental climatic conditions that could possibly be reproduced in the future.
Until now, efforts to extract a Greenland ice core with a complete record of the last warming period have proven too difficult. Now scientists say, with these findings, they can use the past as the best analogue to model for the future to see how the planet will cope as it warms due to increasing greenhouse gases. And there was some good news. The research team found that Greenland was not as sensitive as previously thought to temperature increases. David Etheridge is from the CSIRO and is part of the ice core expedition.
The Greenland ice sheet was perhaps a little bit more robust to warming than some of the models were predicting, some of the ice sheet models were predicting, which is actually a good news story. It means that for the future we can expect Greenland to not reduce as much and as quickly as some of the models were saying. But the flip side of that is that the sea level increase that we know occurred at the time has to be found from somewhere. And that somewhere is most likely now to be the Antarctic ice sheet.
David Etheridge from the CSIRO, ending that report from environment reporter Sarah Clark, and the paper referred to is published in the journal Nature.